Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Monday morning, Ricks. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, go to CropMetcalf.com. It's your pal Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Please go give a follow if you're not doing so already. Got a three-man Junk show on this Monday. Jason Bishop is here.
What's up, Cakes?
What is up?
Happy Monday, if that's even possible.
I don't think it's a possibility. It's not. It's not a real thing.
All right, when it's 37 degrees out.
It's something people say to each other to trick themselves into thinking it's a good way to start the week with a Monday.
Yep.
Eric Bickle is here.
Hey, good morning. How are you, buddy?
He's part of the threesome. It's usually four, in case you didn't know that. JP on vacation in Puerto Rico.
I actually thought of him this morning.
And he was definitely rubbing our nose in the fact that he was going to be in the tropics late last week before he took off in Puerto Rico. Don't think that he wasn't.
If he texts me one more time that it's 87 degrees.
Yeah, did he do that?
Yeah, he's texting me on the temperatures all the time.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care. I'm not there. All right? You know, you're rubbing it in my face.
No, he's not even here. He's still doing it.
Yeah, wow. Just landed. It's 85. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Didn't
hope
realize.
I hope you have a miserable trip.
I am jealous. Nice to be there. We were in. I was up north, and it was.
Oh, that must have been brutal.
It was freezing. I mean, it wasn't freezing rain like freezing rain, but it was freezing and it was pouring rain the whole time.
And you knew
like
it was going to be like that.
It's the coldest rain you can still have when it's just rain.
Yes, yes.
Like it had to be right on the borderline.
And obviously, I'm just there taking pictures, right? And it's the coldest. It's the coldest and wettest I've ever been.
Yeah.
The guys were frozen. Yeah. Both teams.
It must have been Miz for both.
It was
them.
Really miserable.
Yeah. Do you have like really good like rain gear like that you went to like REI for or
no,
something?
No, like remember I told you I have that like big sort of like Maris trench coat.
Okay, yeah.
It kind of keeps the rain off you a little bit, but I don't have like rain boots.
Okay.
I just wore like Timberland boots. They soaked through.
Yeah, you need some sort of like real like
waterproof boots. Like those L.L. Bean
boots.
Shoes
or
whatever.
You need like those duck boots.
Yeah, I don't have those.
Need a pair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They come in handy on cold days when it's rainy or snowy.
It was just so cold, so miserable. And I think by that point, JP was probably already in Puerto Rico, right?
I'm sure he was.
Because I think he left Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just crazy. But the weather's crazy. It changes all the time. Just a few days ago, it was like 65. It felt silly.
I know. Today's going to be pretty nice, 55, 57, but sunny, no wind.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that all day long. But, yeah, I mean, I can't wait for the consistent 72 to 75.
That'll be nice. You know what you want?
And it's Easter week. Easter should never be in March, by the way.
Is that right? Is it Easter week? I don't even
Easter,
know.
Easter Sunday
still
is
not
March,
locked in.
March 31st.
Right.
And I don't know. Is that the leap year thing? It's usually
I feel
in
like
April.
I feel like
isn't
it's
Easter
early.
Always in April?
I think typically.
I always thought it was the first Sunday in April, but
right.
Or second Sunday in April. I don't know. But it's
so
in
how
March
close are we fell these to the Masters in? Are we like
soon.
Just 2 weeks away?
Yeah, like 2 weeks away.
So two more tournaments.
So, two more.
Yeah, okay. So not this weekend, but the following weekend. Right? No, no, no.
Three weekends.
Weekends.
There's two more tournaments. You got you got the tournament in Houston, and you got the Valero, and then you got the Masters.
Yeah. Well, I watched the Valspar yesterday. I'm sure most people didn't. And
I watched a little bit of it. You know, obviously I was watching hoops, but I did watch Malnati's interview, and I got teared up when I watched it.
Yeah, it was
you got choked up.
I did.
It was nice.
Why? What was the gist of the the
well,
emotions.
It's just because
he's a journeyman. He's a journeyman.
Okay. Yeah, he's a journeyman. Who's he, the last time he won was 9 years ago.
All right,
and you could tell how much it meant to these guys.
Okay, also, it was like a wraparound event, hit kind of like a Nubs event.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. But this
yeah,
is
but it wasn't Nubs to him.
He's never played in the Masters.
Right
now he'll be able to.
Okay, that's cool.
So you're playing the music.
He has, I think his like tour card was revoked like a couple years ago. And so he finally has status on the tour now.
Yeah,
so he doesn't have to worry about anything for like 2 years.
It's a huge thing.
If he's a grinder, he's still going to keep at it, but he can at least breathe a little easier.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes.
He had to play mini tours before qualifying for the Korn Ferry Tour.
Okay.
The before.
What's funny is
before getting status on the PGA Tour.
Even though he is a journeyman.
Yeah.
And like honestly, most people didn't know him. I didn't know him before he won. He'd made like $8 million. He had made $8 million on tour.
Pretty good.
Like he's been around the tour
for a long time. Grinder.
But and then Cakes, this might interest you.
All right. Yes.
He plays with a yellow ball.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yep. Because his kids.
No, he doesn't.
He does. Yes.
He plays with a bright yellow ball. Man, you used to get joned on.
It is very off-putting.
If you played with an orange or a green or a yellow ball like 15, 20 years ago, I don't know what it is like now.
You were like
the outcast. You were like the pariah at the golf course.
Yeah, you're either nubs or super old and you can't see the ball.
Right.
It's one or the other.
I've been using it lately because I can see the ball better.
Well, yeah. I mean, how old is he? 37?
Point taken.
Yeah.
Not in the air, but on the ground.
And you say he has made $8 million, but he's been a professional for 15 years.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of money in 15 years of tours.
Right. It's a lot of travel.
And then after
it's
you get
like
tax and everything, he's definitely
not
rich.
Travel expenses. I mean,
Caddy gets a cut. You got a lot of hands in your pocket.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw our guy, Blake Giffen, was not happy about this. Peter Minaldi winning this tournament. I saw him tweet last night to Eric. He said, enough is enough. You got to stand on business to Lurch tomorrow. And who will say, Peter Malnati won his first tournament in 10 years. What a cool story.
It is a good story.
This tour is becoming a joke. You're one good simulator session from being able to post a top 10.
Well, it's true. It's easier than ever to win on tour because half the great players are on another tour.
Not a great top 10 of looking at the guys for a casual golf fan like myself.
For a casual, you're right.
The ratings are down. Right. Listen, I watched it. I enjoy it, but it's, you know, I'm a golf nerd.
And again, for me, I'm a golf nerd, so I take pride in watching guys who just grind it out every single week and, you know, never play in majors. Malnati's played in 3 majors in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now he can go out there. He gets a huge paycheck. He gets status for 2 years. He can play in the Masters.
How much did he make for the win?
A couple million, maybe? I'd have to go look.
I mean, for him, that's a life-changing dub. Yeah.
But losers who don't know anything about golf don't care because they don't understand how important it is for guys like Malnati.
No. It's a life-changing event for him. But the point is that it's easier than ever to win on tour. Because half the sillies are on another tour.
I don't know if it's easy to win on tour.
It's easier than it's ever been.
You still got to beat 150 guys.
It's easier than it's ever been.
Realistically, there's only like 8 people on the LIV tour that could have a chance of winning. Look, Graham McDowell's not going to the Valspar and winning the Valspar.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree, but I think it's more than 8.
No, it's the technology. There's no gap between good players and great players.
Well, technology definitely helps.
The great players that are great ball strikers, you're going to allow the Peter Malinalis to keep up.
Well, why aren't these donks winning the majors then?
$1.5 million.
It can't be a cool story every week.
Once, twice
a year, okay, beats the big
Phillies.
It's an
outlier.
Every week, some no-name guy wins a tournament.
Right.
It's bad for golf.
Well, look, Spieth was in this. He didn't even make the cut. Schauffele was in this. He beat Schauffele. Justin Thomas was in this. He beat him. Wow. I mean, it's not like there was a bunch of D players.
No,
in this.
I mean, there's some.
There is
but
some.
But it's not like it used to be.
But again, even before LIV, there were events where the top guys just took the week off.
Sure.
They didn't play every single tournament.
100%, of
Brooks Koepka's not playing in this event.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
Cam Smith isn't playing in this event.
It's just as hard to win on tour now as it was 3 years ago.
I know, but
I just disagree.
But I think it's hard to win any event because the talent level is going up, even with the average players. And it's still hard to win over 4 days. You still got to play really good golf over 4 days.
These guys are elite golfers. I'm not trashing them, but it's just
But I can see how the casual fan would say, oh, it was Peter Malnati. Well, it was a huge day for Peter Malnati.
No. I love the story.
Yeah.
And the I gave him a shout out.
Is that he plays with a yellow ball like he's an 80-year-old at a Muni down the road.
Right.
Like, yellow balls are they're hot. I'm in on the yellow balls right now.
I mean,
now.
The sale of yellow balls compared to white balls has to be like.
When you put it this way, when you're in your cart, and say you're playing with three other guys, and you guys all hit decent drives, and you're all in. But you're all in there within 20. You know whose ball's who right away. Right.
That's true.
I know whose ball's who right jumps away. Out. I know what club to bring. It just makes it easier.
But it's Easter week and it's opening day week. Oh, yeah. Opening day week.
More importantly, it's the Caps are heating up week. That's the week it is. And more specifically, Ovi is heating up. He's at 848 career goals now after scoring two.
So what does he got? 25 or 26?
He's let me pull up his exact number for
I think
the
he's like
season.
45 back or 46 back.
He is 47 from breaking Gretzky's 47. Record, 46 from
right.
Tying.
What's he got on the year? 25?
Hold on, I'll tell you exactly.
It's definitely
mid 20s number. He is at 26 goals.
Wow.
He's going to hit 30.
How many How many games are left here?
I think it's 13 or 14. He's going to hit 30 goals. And if I told you a month and a half ago, that Ovi's going to hit 30 goals, you would have called the social services and had me fitted for a straitjacket.
12 games left.
12.
So he needs four in 12 games.
He needs one every three games.
By the way, in case you didn't know, the biggest Caps game of the year is happening
tomorrow.
I believe it's tomorrow night at Capital One
Where
Arena.
Where are they in the chase?
They're in the last wild card spot right now.
By one game or half
a
game?
By 1 point.
By 1 point.
Over the team they're going to play.
The Red Wings are coming into our building. It's a massive game.
What day is it?
I think it's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
It is a massive game.
It's a gigantic game. If they beat the Red Wings, I'm not going to say they're going to clinch a playoff spot. But
they're not even close to clinching.
It goes a long way towards locking them in to a playoff spot. Now, they still have a lot of tough teams left to play. They still have to go to Toronto. They have to go to Carolina. They have to face Detroit in Detroit.
Yep.
In early April. But Ovi's heating up. I mean, he's
5 out of 6.
I'm shocked at his turnaround. I thought he was going to have like 12 to 15 goals. He was languishing. There was no spark there. I don't know what it was, but
isn't it
he's
crazy?
Been rejuvenated.
Isn't it crazy how Darcy Kuemper signed this big deal, and he clearly is not even close as the backup goalie.
Lindgren, and
Chucky is the guy.
Yeah, Lindgren is the guy.
Ride the hot guy.
Posts a shutout against the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a wild one.
And
on
he'll be
Friday.
Playing tomorrow night in
he'll be playing a massive game. You would think. Carberry is not stupid. He's going to ride the hot hand, and the hot hand is clearly Chucky.
Yeah.
It's not the guy they inked the big deal coming off the Stanley Cup win from Colorado a couple years ago.
But you're right, man. It's 5 out of 6. I did not expect them to go on this type of run and beat teams like Vancouver.
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah.
I think more people probably thought Ovi would get hot than the team would.
Right, that Ovi might heat up, but the team might, you know, still – you know, not do
languish or whatever.
And it coincides with the success of the team right here. Sorry.
Somehow they're in playoff position, and look, there's still plenty of time left to go, with a minus 27 goal differential.
Yeah. That doesn't bode well, but.
Now, also, the Flyers have the third spot in the Metro, and they have a minus 8 goal differential. Mm-hmm. So the Caps have 2 games in hand against the Flyers, and they close the season, I believe it's here, against Philadelphia.
Really, that's all that matters.
And by the way, this is without. Willie.
Yeah, Willie serving a six-game
suspension.
Yep.
You know, they've traded some guys before the break. They got, you know, Kuzi obviously left the team. I mean, this is a totally different roster. Not totally, but it's a significantly different roster than what we saw in, you know, February.
Cards won't win it, but if they qualify for the playoffs, he should get consideration for coach of the year. He won't win it. Because they're going to squeak their way in if they make it.
Right. It'll go to one of the guys with the best record.
Unless they overtake the Flyers, which is certainly doable.
Mm-hmm.
The Flyers are up 2 points on the Caps, but they've played 2 more games. Caps have 2 games in hand against the Flyers.
Right.
That might be their better path.
Right.
We talked about that with Joe B a couple weeks ago on the air is catching the Flyers in the Metro instead of getting that second wild card.
So the Flyers have played two more games. The Red Wings have played one more game. And those are the two teams you're kind of rooting against. Hmm. I mean, Islanders are sitting there, but they're four back of Washington.
Wondering if I should try to make my way out to Capital One Arena tomorrow night for that game.
Because
that's going to be
playoff atmosphere
type of hockey.
You're going to send a text.
There might be a text sent later today.
Are you going to bring your... Do you have anybody to bring?
I don't know. I'm sure
I've... You got no kids at home, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like they're going
that's
to school
true.
In California. They're
that's
going
true.
To school in College Park.
So that means your daughter, for your favorite, she'll get the first invite.
Not my favorite, but she would certainly be on the short list.
Yeah. We all know.
The shorty pants list.
Right.
And TJ, his 1,000th game yesterday.
No, they celebrated his 1,000th.
Oh, sorry, last week. But they celebrated.
I think it's 1,000th game against Seattle.
Because it was in Seattle, right?
Yeah.
But they celebrated.
Nice celebration before the game. Whole family out on the ice. He has two assists in the win.
Yep.
Caps blank the Jets. Jets are one of the better teams in the entire league. Just did this, smacked them around at home.
93 points like that team has.
Right. So the Caps
professional
are
sports,
up,
though, man.
They're heating up at the perfect time.
What is their percentage chance? Did you
57.9%?
Is that the highest it's been?
Up to 58%.
Is that the highest it's been in the last?
Highest I can recall seeing.
Yeah, probably
this year.
And if they beat the Red Wings, then their chances vault up to, let me see, I think it's around
63.
No, higher.
Wow.
If they beat the Red Wings in regulation, they will then have a 72.6 chance of making the playoffs.
It's a huge game. 15-point swing.
BGOTY, biggest game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that about five or six games, I think, in the last
month
and a half.
That's how it works.
Yes. So
man, I hope they win because we have Carbs on a Wednesday.
That'd be fantastic.
And to have him on after a win like that.
It would just be so much better if that were the case. All right, coming up a bit later on a Monday show, we will be joined by Evan Washburn, CBS sports reporter and host. He was in Pittsburgh for the NCAA tournament this past week, and he'll join us coming up at 8:20. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page led by an NCAA tournament recap. We'll be right back here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the NCAA tournament is in the books. The opening weekend is behind us. A lot of chalk advancing to the Sweet 16.
Yes. So all 4-1s, all 4-2s, 2-3s.
So if you went chalky in your bracket, you're looking pretty good at this point.
Yeah.
Draft's
it's the first
pretty happy
time
that Gonzaga took care of the business. Now they draw Purdue.
That's going to be a great game. Purdue looked really good in the first couple games. Gonzaga was tough. Gonzaga's big.
And Gonzaga throttled their first two opponents, including Kansas, who's the four seed.
Yeah, it's another Sweet 16.
Nine in a row. Do you understand how insane that is?
It is.
I mean, nobody cares about Gonzaga.
That's a remarkable run.
I mean, most teams don't even make the tournament for nine straight times.
No, it's
great. That would be unbelievable feat if you did that. Yep. Nine Sweet 16s in a row.
How about the record? North Carolina did it 12 or 13 years in a row. Think about that. Mm-hmm. That's how hard it is to do. But they were really impressive. Now, look, we knew Kansas was down because, you know, they're not deep and they're depleted and their best player was out.
Play zero defense.
They played no defense. Hunter Dickinson, you know, he's got the shoulder issue, but they couldn't guard the pick and roll, the high screen and roll, and they were just much better. But it's a really impressive team to watch when they're.
I would like to hear Drab's analysis of how to stop Zach Edey, about what Gonzaga should do and will do.
Yeah, assistant coach Drabby.
If you could bend Mark Few's ear,
we're gonna run a zone.
Zone them off.
a 2-3 zone. All right.
Okay.
They're gonna do the same thing they always do.
Big guys down in there.
I mean, when he gets the ball in the post, I mean, maybe they're gonna have to double team him there.
Let those two-star little white point guards beat us.
But they're fun to watch. You know.
I know they're fun.
It's like old school basketball. I like it. I mean, I think it'd be great. I mean, I think Zach could beat him, sure, but I like watching him.
It was, I mean. The last time all four ones and twos advanced to the Sweet 16, I think, was 2019. It's only happened five times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know, and of course, you had some upsets, obviously, with Oakland, you know, beating Kentucky and Duquesne and and teams like that. But, you know, it's chalk right now for the most part.
I think it's better that way. Once you get further on.
Yeah, you want to see the great matchups.
Like, I liked Oakland. Like, that was fun to watch. But do you want to watch Oakland in the Elite Eight? Probably not. Or
no, and
Grand Canyon.
And remember last year when we talked about it and we said, all right, hold on. You got UConn. All right. They're sort of a blue blood. But then you got San Diego State, Miami, and Florida Atlantic in the Final Four.
Yeah.
I mean, not many people cared about that, those semifinals.
I mean, Grand Canyon was a nice story, upsetting St. Mary's. But, like, to me, it still seems like a made-up university. Like, it just seems like it was created out of thin air like 10 years ago.
I didn't see any of that game, but apparently that was just an ugly – like awfully played game by Bama and Grand Canyon. A lot of turnovers, stupid fouls. So, you know, Bama wins, but usually Bama scoring more than 72. So, it's, you know, some of these matchups, man. And one of the other stories of this tournament is the ACC, right? Because the ACC was getting dinged all year long, including from me. But Duke and Carolina for most of the year were top 10 teams. Clemson was never a bubble team, so they deserved to get in. But Virginia, obviously, that was the controversy, and they looked terrible in the first four. But NC State wins five games in 5 days to win the ACC tournament here in D.C. Then they win the first couple. They're in the Sweet 16. So you've got the ACC at 8-1 right now with, you know, all four teams winning a couple games. You got the Big East with their three teams having lost. They're 6-0. So Big East and ACC are 14-1 in this tournament, whereas the Big 12 and the SEC, who had a ton of teams in, are 11-12. So, but yeah, Drabby, you got good matchups. You got really good matchups in the Sweet 16. Houston, Duke, Illinois, Iowa State, contrast of styles there. Carolina, Bama, Purdue, Gonzaga. Creighton, Tennessee is just must watch. You got some really good matchups.
I saw people complaining that, and I don't know why you would complain, that Vegas took a beating with all the favorites winning.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Oh, yeah.
Why would anybody
Vegas,
complain?
Yeah, Vegas usually beats the general public up.
I know, like,
all
we're supposed
time.
To feel sorry for them. They beat they beat us up
all the time.
360 days out of the year.
You know what? Vegas, they could take some L's. They're due to take some L's.
Who did you see complain? Anybody of note or just
not
like gamblers or something?
There was a tweet saying that Vegas is down and out because they got absolutely just
good
taken to the woodshed.
Good. That's what we want to see.
They can survive.
They've survived for
yeah, you know what? Pull up how much money
decades.
They're making on like penny slots. Just on penny slots alone. And I think Vegas is doing okay.
Right.
I think they're gonna be all right. They'll survive.
The survivor pool that we're doing here in-house started with 16 players. We're down to five.
I took BYU.
Drabby and Kicks
all
are
2
out.
2 hours in the tournament.
But, who's still alive?
Well, Valdez and I and JP all still alive. My buddy Greg is still alive. And Bodie.
So you have to take one each day or each round?
Each day.
Each day.
Right.
So you guys
never
are
there
like,
games playing.
You guys are like 4-0?
Yes, correct.
That's pretty good.
So we got
and you can't use them again.
Obviously. Can't use them again. So we got to look at the matchups for Thursday, and see. Well, let me look at the Thursday schedule.
See,
here.
You still have available.
What's the line on the Purdue Gonzaga game?
I think it's 4.5. Maybe.
That's all?
Mm-hmm. I'd have to go back and look.
Well, they played earlier this year,
and
did they play in Maui?
I think it was. Yeah, it was
Purdue
in Maui.
Beat them.
Yeah.
Purdue
it wasn't
beat them.
Even. Well, yeah, Purdue easily beat Gonzaga, but Gonzaga was really bad early in the year, so we'll see. Maybe they have a shot.
All right, so your Thursday games that we got to look at for the survivor pool. Clemson, Arizona is your first game on CBS, 7:09. I think I used Arizona already. San Diego State, UConn, 7:39. Bama, Carolina at 9:40. And Illinois, Iowa State at 10:09. I mean, there's just no chance I can stay up for a Bama, North Carolina game, even though I want to watch it.
What time is the tip?
9:40.
Oh, well, do your bit. Definitely. Record it and get up at 3 in the morning or whatever you do.
I might have to do that.
That's a horrible bit.
It's a weird bit. But
now, Friday, different story. I'm going to stay up for the Creighton-Tennessee game. That's the one game I want to see Gonzaga-Purdue, too. That's one of the early games
and
on
why
Friday.
Do you want to see that game so much?
What, Creighton-Tennessee? Mm-hmm. I just think that the matchups are awesome. I mean, they're just two really good teams. So I want to see that game. That's at 10:09 on Friday night.
What are they doing, by the way?
Putting them so late?
Yeah, they I think it was Friday. They had like a bunch of games staggered late. Yeah. A lot of the West Coast games are early start times, and the East Coast games are the prime time.
Yeah, this weekend they went
nightcaps.
They staggered them nice, starting at the noon games, mm-hmm. or 12:15 mm-hmm. games. So you could watch one whole game, and then the second game would start right after that in the same site at 2:15 or 2:40, whatever it is. But then all the other ones kind of overlapped. And, a couple of games were late.
They always put a few games in the primetime slot. But the weird thing was that they put Arizona in Salt Lake City tipping off at noon Eastern. I mean, that was just dumb.
That is stupid.
And then you had a game in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it started at like 10.
It started after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, the Creighton-Tennessee tips 10:09. That's deplorable. It's so late.
Do we have any?
And that's in Detroit. It's not like it's out west.
Even on a Friday night, that's late.
I know, and I got to watch that game. The Gonzaga-Purdue game is in Detroit as well. So if you're in Detroit, you got Gonzaga, Purdue, and then you got Creighton-Tennessee.
Do we have any local? There's no local sweat, right? What's the closest local team? JMU, getting destroyed yesterday.
Closest to us locally now,
nobody.
Probably
nothing,
is,
right? Maybe one of the ACC schools,
North Carolina.
Yeah, the Heels.
Yeah,
that's the closest at this point.
So so on Thursday, you've got the late game is Illinois Iowa State, and they're playing that in Boston.
I guess what you could do is you could root for Drab's happiness.
I guess we could root
with
for Drab's
Gonzaga.
Happiness, sure.
No, because
will he let us adopt him?
No, I'm gonna root for Purdue.
I have no affinity for Purdue whatsoever.
I don't really like
I'll
Purdue.
I'll root for your happiness. Why wouldn't I
don't
I do
love
that?
Purdue either.
There's a dog in
but
this
I've
fight
got,
here.
I got Purdue head to head against AWOD for $50.
Oh, you do?
Right now, we're doing total number of wins.
Hold on, you really could take $50 from AWOD?
Hell yeah. he's actually up on me $20.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he may take it from you.
What's he doing? He's up $20 on me from the championship week pool. Right?
And is he just rolling in money now that he's a big baller in Richmond?
No,
but the fact that he's up 20, he's playing with house money, and I said, all right, we'll do it for $50. And he goes, all right, we'll do it. So, I mean, the worst he could do is lose 30. But anyway, and I don't want to send him 70, believe me.
I'm sure you don't.
But we drafted 8 teams, and we're doing total number of wins. And he's up 7-6 with me, but we both have 3 teams left. I've got Purdue, Marquette, Creighton. He's got UConn, Tennessee, Bama.
Awad did make me laugh on Twitter. He posted a picture of frozen pizza and said, Chef Awad's at it again or something. It's like, dude, you took a pizza out of a box and stuck it in an oven for 13 minutes.
Yeah, you got a Red Baron.
My daughter likes those Red Barons.
Well, I mean, they're delicious, but don't like, call yourself a chef. But maybe he was doing it ironically.
Hey, am I the only one that hates Zach Edey around here? I've been trying to get this going today.
He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything.
I just think he's a big goon. he has some skill, but right. It reminds me of youth basketball when you had like the kid who had the growth spurt before everyone else.
It just seems patently unfair.
Yeah. Hey. And you can't do anything about it because if you like lean on him or push him,
right,
you get called for any kind of foul, and then he just mauls you over like a bulldozer, and nothing gets called on him. Yeah. I don't know. It's very
like
grating.
It.
I don't like it.
I like it because they're bringing back the big man.
No, no, but he's not battling against anybody.
Well, I know. Well, they're going to have to.
He just has a bunch of munchkins.
We have to get the 7-footer stop shooting threes.
Yeah, what is he supposed to do? I mean, that's just the way he was born.
I know.
And he's pretty skilled in the lane. He's pretty skilled.
He's definitely skilled. He's got nice little touch. He distributes the ball.
He has gigantism. I mean,
yes, he does.
He's a big guy. Does he? He had the thyroid thing.
I don't know.
He's got something.
Uh-huh. He's got a banged up pituitary gland.
His pituitary is working overtime.
But you know what? That being said, in two of the last 3 years,
so hard.
In two of the last 3 years, they lost to St. Peter's and FDU. So
I don't know. I find it.
You know, those teams found a way to beat them.
Well, they probably got hot from three or something. That'd be my guess.
Well, and also Purdue's guards are much better this year than they were the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, they're not unbeatable, but I just like it because it's old-school basketball, Valdez. It's not just dribbling down. Like, Barkley was complaining about a game last night, right? Did you guys see his comments? He said, I can't remember which game it was, but he said it was the worst game he's ever seen. They just go down there. There was, like, five assists.
I think it was Bama-Grand Canyon. He said Grand Canyon. All they did was play one-on-one.
Yeah.
He couldn't count more than five assists in the second half.
Yeah,
there was a ton of turnovers. Yeah.
I hate that.
By the way, imagine being 7-2. Okay, Will Berg is also on the Boilermakers. He's 7'2", and he's not the tallest guy on the team.
Mm-hmm. What are they saying? Edie's 7'4". Yeah, he moves really well, I think, for 7'4". I mean, think about it. But anyway.
So
the kind of team I'm rooting for because of Edie. But I don't like his personality.
I would like him to clash with another big man.
Me too. Maybe they're going to have to stop shooting threes.
Well, I mean, look, if he plays UConn or if he plays Creighton, they got big guys who can defend.
Good.
Right?
They're not as big
and as heavy as Edie, but they've got big guys who can defend, so they don't necessarily have to double them down.
They're just really well coached, I think.
Eric will pass out if Purdue plays UConn, and those two big donks are going at it.
Well, I love it. I love low post moves and jump hooks and unders and everything.
You'll find him in his basement with a belt around his neck and pants down.
I'm not into
Hopefully
that.
He's still conscious. Somewhat.
Yeah, sure. I like that. I like that you actually pass it inside, they kick it out for an open three.
Yeah.
Not just dribble down, cross half court, and launch one. To me, it's proper basketball.
Well, that's one of the reasons NC State's been so successful, because they got a big dude downstairs, too. DJ Burns. And he's a big dude.
He's a big fella.
He's not as tall as he is.
He's just thick.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they triple team. People are
that the one they were trying to make eat ice cream?
Yeah.
I saw.
And he's been kicking it out, and NC State's just dropping threes.
Right.
But
proper.
I think all of these matchups are going to be fun to watch starting Thursday. And then cakes. I haven't been up past, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock on a Friday in a long time.
I'm sure you haven't.
But I'm going to have to do it.
You're going to make an exception.
Yeah.
See, Friday, here's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You need to pencil in a nap. I would make it late if I were you. I would maybe take a nap at like 2:30. Mm-hmm. Then you wake up like at 4:15. You may be a little bit groggy, but then you grab some caffeine, you grab a don't sleep energy drink, and then you get yourself through until about 1 a.m. You'll be good.
It's very difficult for me to take naps.
Why are you so anti-nap? I don't quite understand.
Well, no, I'm not anti-nap. My body can't go to sleep at 1 p.m.
That's
or
wild.
Two.
Would you like?
I just can't do it.
I have a hard time staying awake.
I have a tip.
My
for
body
you
just
if
can't
like.
Do it.
I've got a surefire tip.
What's that?
I mean, you just want
to. He's
trying
to tell you to whistle. He doesn't do that anymore. Remember?
No, of course I mean, but I don't get tired after I do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's definitely an alien.
I just don't. My body just doesn't shut down like yours does.
It's kind of weird.
Dude, I fall asleep if we had like an interview or something to do. God forbid. And I sat on that couch, I'd be asleep within 5 minutes.
Sure. I would too.
I mean,
I'm right there with you.
I don't know what's wrong.
Drabby, it'll be interesting to see how Mark Few plays Edie defensively, because he's got bigs. Gonzaga's a big team. EK's big. Ben Gregg's big. They got another kid they bring off the bench who's big. So they may not have to double and triple Edie as much as some other teams. Mm-hmm. But
well, he had 25 and 14 in Maui. But, yeah, you know, they got 6 days or whatever it was to prepare for him now.
He's had crazy numbers in the first two games of this tournament.
Maybe they need to do the old DeMatha, the John Moylan, just get a tennis racket and shoot over the principal. Yeah.
He used to actually do that.
No, it's like the legendary story, right?
Yeah, Morgan.
Yeah, but I think it was Moylan's idea.
Moylan's idea, and Morgan said, because they were playing against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay.
Right. Power Memorial had like
dating way back.
No, Power Memorial had like a 43-game winning streak or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And they played him at Cole Fieldhouse.
Mm-hmm. It's the biggest high school game in the country.
You know, Mark Few should measure the rim from the floor.
Remember when Kareem came on and you guys ricked him?
Oh, he did not like
you guys teased him about it.
Yeah, he did not have a good sense of humor about it.
50 years later, he was still not sour.
He's still pissed about it.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
That's why I don't like you, Kareem.
I just don't like
get over it.
I don't like hearing the spots featuring Kareem when he talks about having AFib.
I know.
Just tells me that we're all just heading towards a dirt nap.
Oh yeah. I mean, all these coaches.
It stinks.
Like, well, his personality has AFib.
Did you see Gene Katie in the stands? And
yeah,
he looks like he's on the verge of death.
I'm shocked he's still with us because he looked old.
I know, 30 years ago.
And,
you know, Danny Hurley. I remember, you know, when he was playing, he had like depression.
Now he's depressed when he looks in the mirror. How old he is. All right, when we come back, we will shift gears. We'll talk some Major League Baseball. Otani's going to talk to the media today about the big gambling scandal. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Latest in the Shohei Ohtani saga is that he went into the Dodgers clubhouse on Sunday and declared he would make himself available to reporters today. And then he would address the illegal gambling and theft allegations levied against his former interpreter.
Will this be with a new interpreter, or is he going to just
I would guess the veil is gone. I'm going to say new interpreter.
I'm going to say it's got to be a new one. Yeah.
All right.
Did the interview that we had with Brandon get any national
pub? I don't know if it did. I don't know if it got any traction.
People just don't take Brandon seriously, that's all.
I saw some people tweeting about it, but like Yahoo didn't pick it up. I don't
right.
Think. Like US, it wasn't on the front page of the big lead.
But put it this way: when I was up in New York, all those New York guys, they're all big baseball guys. They thought it was hysterical. There were a lot of Pete Rose jokes about how happy Pete Rose is.
Yeah.
And that they're all 100% convinced that it's Otani. It's not this stupid
making
interpreter.
The plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that they care, but they just think it's funny, the whole situation. Which I think all of us at this point are pretty much in agreement, right? That it was Otani. Best case, it was Otani and the interpreter kind of having fun together. But it was Otani.
Yeah, they're sweating huge, massive bets together.
Did you see all the stuff that came out about Ipe, the interpreter?
No.
Well, he lied about attending or graduating UC Riverside.
Okay.
He's
a big fraud.
He lied about working with the Red Sox. He attended a casino school to become a dealer and then dropped out of that.
To be honest with you, there is a little bit of a degen pattern.
It looks,
there's such
huge
a degen.
Otani hired his gambling buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe he felt like he was plugged in. Get him good skinny on the bets on how to win.
But everyone started digging in on Ipe.
Mm.
He has some shady past.
I'm not going to believe anything Otani says either, even though this guy's lying all the time.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you should believe anything he says.
Well, Otani's story's changed five times.
He's very non-credible.
It'd just be interesting.
What if he just comes out and says, all right, you know what? We botched it. We bet on soccer. That's it.
Right.
That's all we did. Baseball, we bet on soccer. Right. Not baseball, not football. We just bet on soccer. Lost a few hundred bucks to this guy. More than 100 bucks, obviously. But what can baseball do?
Well, then they're going to really dig, and then they're going to find out all the other bets he made. I don't know.
If he's betting on baseball, he's in trouble.
Well, I don't think baseball would dig. I think other people would dig.
Yeah.
I feel like if he came out and had a mea culpa to begin with and said, hey, I'm sorry, we did this all together, did this together for years,
just got a little out of hand.
It got out of hand.
It would disappear.
We apologize. It would disappear.
Quickly, yeah.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't really behoove anybody for Otani to be suspended, right? Baseball doesn't want him suspended. Like, it doesn't really behoove anybody.
It's the last thing Rob Manfred
wants to do. The gambling community
with.
Doesn't want him suspended. Like, nobody wants him suspended and, gone from baseball.
He should have just fessed up to it. And now, then the news cycle will have taken over and,
maybe.
And once they start
I still feel like the news cycle has kind of taken over and it's been on the back burner.
Once they start playing games, people will kind of forget about it. But if they find out he was betting on baseball, then that's big trouble.
Well, what have we heard
but
allegations?
If he's just betting on
when Brandon called in, did he say he was betting on baseball?
No, he said that the guy said
it was way more than soccer. He said it was football, everything, right?
There are some people online
I think Brandon said it was only soccer. Yeah. Brandon said his buddy said it was only soccer.
Mm.
There are people online who have gone trying to dig into Otani's starts and then trying to correlate it with like some big action in Japan.
Uh-huh.
And people are trying to.
Like his losses?
Yeah.
Or if he gave up more runs.
Yeah. Like there's a couple of them where like the other team's team total while he's pitching.
All of this is inevitable, especially with gambling as pervasive as it is. I'm sure you saw there's a reel that's viral about, was it some, I didn't know who he was, Drab, I'm sure you know, some quarterback who said he was offered $300,000 to throw a game. Did you see that clip?
Oh, from the Mafia?
Yeah. Who was that guy? Do you remember what team he played
for? Like
for
Vanderbilt or something maybe transferred.
Yeah, and he said, for guys like you, we pay $300,000 to throw a game.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
And he turned it down, apparently, but, it's definitely going on in certain places.
It's very seedy.
Yeah.
That is true, but I just don't see Otani betting on, Georgia, Florida college football games.
I just don't know if he's a degen. You know what I mean?
I don't know this, obviously, but I just see, and since soccer is such an international sport, certainly I could see him betting heavy on soccer.
Uh-huh. You don't think he's been Americanized to the point that he watches college football?
I don't know.
He went to when he came at the Oriole Park at Camden Yards, he walked in wearing a Lamar Jackson jersey.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he bets on the NFL. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I definitely wouldn't think the NFL would be out of line.
Otani Flock. That's his bet.
Yeah.
Well, there were transcripts from a few years ago about Stipe having a conversation about life with Ohtani, and then it was like a bunch of stuff about him explaining soccer to Ohtani. Like,
okay,
it kind of, I mean, it just made me think like maybe this Ohtani guy, all he cares about is baseball and hitting bombs, and he's this other guy's doing his own thing, and he's right. just kind of like not right. that interested. They're just friends, but you know, the original guy said that the Bauer said that Ohtani had no interest in any of this.
You know, this.
But what's Ohtani going to say today? Is he just going to just try and cover up for his interpreter? Or is he going to come up and say, all right, we did have some cash on some soccer games, but that was all.
I'm going to guess no chance he says that.
Yeah.
No idea.
He's not going to cop to actually gambling at this point.
I just think the investigation goes further if he doesn't cop to it.
Right. The only reason why this is coming out, right, because there was a federal investigation been going on for months.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get out ahead of it a little bit, right? So unless he knows they literally got him by the balls.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could just read some statement, very gray and vague statement, and then not take questions, and then it's, you know.
It's possible.
You're back where we started.
Look, I know from prior experience. When you guys had the goods on me for when I was going down
denial, blackjack. Like, did you finally cave?
Once I realized you guys knew what was up, there was no point in just hiding it anymore. You guys got to come clean.
Right.
You have to come clean.
I can't remember
point.
The come to Jesus moment we had with you. Was it on
you guys
air?
Confronted me on the air about it.
We did.
Yeah, at that point, there's no place to run and hide at that point.
And then what did you, were you deny until we showed you like the JA from Olney?
I never told anybody about what I was doing until I was confronted with the goods. You guys had me dead to rights with the goods.
Well, I think we kind of did like hint at things and we asked you, hey, how you doing? And you're like, oh, I'm great.
It's called living a lie.
5K the night before or something.
You're living the lie at that point.
Right.
And that was the online blackjack.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. The well-documented JA from a woman.
How long
incident.
Were you in a serial down, like, downturn?
I don't know. I mean, trust me, it didn't take that long to rack up
it was about
that
a month.
Sort of loss.
It was about a month.
Level of losses.
Yeah.
To lose I think about it was 20, probably over a couple months, maybe.
Over a couple months, lost like 20K.
Yeah, it was a substantial loss. I wish I had that money back in my account now. Yeah,
right. Think about all the Bitcoin you could have with that. You'd be a billionaire.
You're right.
You'd be a billionaire.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
These are the financial pitfalls that sometimes you.
What's actually remarkable
to.
Is you're kind of a gambler. Like you love to gamble, but you don't. You just basically play poker.
Right.
Like you've gotten that out of your
system.
I had
a come to Jesus moment. I just quit cold turkey.
Yeah. Most people can't do that.
Well, I guess I'm disciplined.
And you could go to the casino, only play poker, know you're only going to lose X amount.
That's
you don't
do.
Really sit at the blackjack table. You don't sit there and play baccarat.
Nope.
You're not over there playing roulette.
I come right into the casino. I get through the high limit area.
Right.
I go to my room. Then
you pass
I go to the
all
poker
your
room.
Old vices.
Just walk right by them.
Yeah.
Like they're it's not even
impressive.
There.
That's like an alcoholic only drinks a couple beers. You kind of pull it
I could
off.
Never do that.
Yeah, it's what I do. It's what I have to do.
Yeah.
Or else
I'm
the
actually,
family be in financial ruin, which I can't have.
I'm actually surprised that I've not gone to the casino more to play blackjack.
I mean,
I think that's because you're losing. Have you been losing lately?
I haven't played blackjack in, I don't know, when's the last time? Probably 3-4 years.
Right, probably because you were losing.
Oh, I always lost. I mean, over time you lose, of course.
Right.
But that didn't stop me before.
Right.
Well, you had some sessions, you know, like when Ron was helping you, you were getting a few.
Look, you have hot sessions, but I remember one time in the Bahamas where I had a crazy run where I could not lose.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and me and Tom Mooney were playing at the $100 min table,
mm-hmm.
and I had stacks of black chips mm-hmm. up here.
Mm-hmm.
I probably had, I don't know, 10, 12 grand in front of me,
mm-hmm.
easily.
Mm-hmm.
But I was having cocktails. Right, and by the end of the night, I had zero chips.
I gave it all back. That's tragic.
See, that was the problem with me is I could never walk away.
Yeah,
when I was up big, mm-hmm. I thought, all right, I can turn 10 grand into 25 grand.
Right,
but that 10 grand always turned into maybe a grand, mm-hmm. or if not, you know, the negative.
That hurts.
But that I'm just surprised that I have not been. You know, I've not gone to MGM. I've not gone to Charlestown.
You know, mm-hmm. you got kids in college. Bills. You got bills.
I know, man. I got restraint now.
That's good. That's a good thing. You have some discipline. All right, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour at 7:20, we'll get into the Commanders. Apparently, they're taking trade calls on the number 2 overall pick according to reports. So we'll get into that at 7:20 here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.